All right. Hi, Big Fatty.
Yes. Go over to Big Fatty Online and listen to his one of his many new shows. One of them has Ouija and I talking about semen on it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's from one of our past shows. He grabbed a clip. It's very cute. Thank you, Big Fatty.
We love you, the Big Fatty. And we
love the Big Fatty boss.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We love the Big Fatty boss.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 216 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 3rd of December, 2008. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to talk about Cyber Monday, not to be confused with Friday. And I am going to Lord, y'all. Y'all, this is another one of those Hallmark CDs. And y'all, for the longest time, I thought this was Johnny Mathis, but it's Harry Belafonte. So, I learned something today. How about that? And, y'all, speaking of Christmas, I was over at the Amazon wish list, and y'all, they have over there, you know, you can choose the stuff on the Amazon, but y'all, they have a thing now where you can go to any website, and have a link in your Amazon wish list for it. I don't know how that works, but, for instance, if there was a porn that you particularly liked at, TLA Video, something that had hairy men on it with tattoos or something like that, Omar, you could go over there and add that to your Amazon wish list or something like that. Y'all, the other thing I wanted to talk about as far as Christmas goes is, have you seen the Hanukkah card. Something that I want to talk about Christmas is the Hanukkah card. The Hanukkah card, that the official presidential Hanukkah card. You can Google it and see it. It is a picture, and this is the honest to God truth. You can Google it and see that the official Hanukkah card, presidential Hanukkah card, is a picture of the White House. There's snow on the ground. It's really pretty. And there's a horse and a cart out coming up the portico driveway. And on the cart is a Christmas tree. Yes, that's right. I said a Christmas tree on the official Hanukkah card. Oh, Lord. So, anyway. And, y'all, speaking of, you know what? We'll talk about all that in another minute. I want to talk about the Black Friday. I want to talk about the Cyber Monday. Did y'all participate in the Cyber Money? Jesus Christ. Y'all, Big Fatty is just discombobulated. He is discombobulated. Oh, that may be the title of today's show, Discombobulated. I wonder how the fuck you spell that. Harry, would you just sing while I figure out how to spell discombobulated, please? Y'all, I don't necessarily like the religious part of all that. I just like the orchestration and all of that. And you know, there's some sort of little boys choir. And no, I'm not the... Okay, I am a dirty old man. But not that way. All right, I've talked about the Chinooka card. Cyber Monday. Y'all, I got a coupon. Yeah, I guess it was a cyber coupon. It was the coupon from the Barnes & Noble for Cyber Monday. And y'all, I went and bought some stuff on Cyber Monday. I needed to stimulate the economy. And, you know, Big Fatty did some stimulating. And I got some good discounts. I got a... oh, Lord, y'all. I don't know why I'm so gassy. I had a little chicken corn chowder for lunch. But that shouldn't be making me gassy right now. Ugh, but it's just not sitting right, you know? And if you spent $75 at the Barnes & Noble, you could... you got a free throw, a $19.95 value for free. Y'all, I've got it coming out both ends. Oh, Lord. Did I do that on the podcast? Lord have mercy. Big Fatty is just blowing it out both ends. Maybe that should be the name of today's show, blowing it out both ends. Oh, what a fucking train wreck. But anyway, I bought my niece's some things. They love that Twilight movie. So we had to get some Twilight stuff. And my mother always has to have a new calendar, but she likes the Cardinals. So we got that for her. And she wanted some book called The Christmas Sweater, which, you know, that reminded me of Freddie, whose sister got the Christmas sweater with the two holes in the back of it. Maybe that's what that book is about. And then I got, what else did I get? Oh, I got my brother a book. He wanted something. And anyway, it was stuff I probably would have bought anyway, but I got an extra 15% off the most expensive item, and I got the free throw, and there was free shipping. And y'all, who doesn't love the free shipping? So, Big Fatty participated in the Cyber Monday. Does that make it the computer version of the Friday? Y'all, before I go any further, yesterday I ran out of time to open these Christmas cards, and I got another one, y'all. I've got two now, and I'm going to open them right now before the time gets away from me today. The first one I'm going to open is from the patron saint of the BFO. That is Mr. Tim Cornwall. Y'all can listen to him. He does a podcast over there at Tim Calling Ambulance. And, oh my, it's got a foil lining. You know those are special cards when it has that. And it's got some penguins on it with glitter. These glitter penguins. You know, the glitter cards are always more expensive than the regular ones. And there's a group of penguins standing around, and then there's a big fat one coming, rolling down the snow on his back. And it says, "Holiday greetings and all best wishes for a wonderful new year. Big Fatty, have a wonderful holiday season and a very happy new year. Or should I say, a horror holiday season. Oh, wait, that's all year round." Love, Tim and Ron Prada Soho. Aww, isn't that sweet? Okay, so Tim and Ron Prada Soho will be getting a Big Fatty Christmas card. I went ahead and addressed their envelope last night. So I just didn't get a chance to open it, and I'm opening these on the air because, you know, there's nothing more riveting in podcasting than opening Christmas cards on the air, you know, in a non-visual format. Y'all, the other one came from the other side of the world, from the Southern Hemisphere. It is from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, and how much does it cost to send the Christmas card? $1.20 Australian, huh? That's not too much, Scotty. Huh. It says, "Merry Aussie Christmas." And there's a koala bear in a bag. And I think he's hanging from a billy bong tree. And he's holding one of those things that you throw and it comes back to you. What's that called? Boomerang. And he's asleep, and there's some packages in there and a candy cane. And it says, our first year to go together. He probably doesn't want me to read this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Our first year together, excuse me, our first Christmas together as boyfriends. Who knew? Some say you could take a dog off a meat truck, but talk a straight guy into an imaginary relationship with a gay guy I never met. You are too smooth. Hope this is the first of many for us. Your straight boyfriend, Bob. Aww! Y'all, isn't that sweet? So Straight Bob is going to get a Christmas card from Big Fatty. Yes, that's correct. And it is our first Christmas day. Oh, I didn't even read what was printed on the inside. There was nothing printed on the inside. Okay. It's a blank card. It's a koala, of course. So, and anyway, that's what he wrote. So Straight Bob will be getting a Christmas card from Big Fatty as well. So, there you go. And y'all, Big Fatty is getting the cards ready. He's addressing the envelopes. And he's also, y'all, we're not taking any more entries into the contest. No more entries into the contest. But y'all, I have got to read Nancy from Japan's entry to you. So I think we need to cue up the cue. Y'all, I'm going to read Nancy's story, but I'm going to do two things at once. I'm going to call British John at the same time because I tried to call him earlier and missed him. So let's just do both of those at the same time, shall we? Are you there, British John? Oh, dear God. Hello?
Hi there.
Oh, Jesus. Are you speaking into the machine?
Yes, can you hear me?
No, we can't fucking hear you at all.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
I'm sat here with my mother, actually, right now.
Hi, Mrs. Baker.
Hold on. No, say that again.
No, I don't need to say that. Hi, Mrs. Baker. John, we're getting ready to read Nancy from Japan's entry into the contest to win the two Sui Candles by Figs. Would you like to listen to that?
Yes, I'd love to.
I knew you would. Nancy says that she has a flashback to a Thanksgiving, which was not one of her most charitable moments. It was her Thanksgiving in Rio de Janeiro in 1963. They always had at least one foreigner there. Nancy was 16 at the time, so her dad brings home a surprise. A 23 to 24-year-old British Navy lieutenant. It was a disaster. He's wearing a uniform, so this is a no-no for a home visit. And his white uniform has shorts, which the U.S. Navy guys did not wear back then. He's fair, freckled, red-headed. And Nancy kept dropping her napkin so she could look under the table and check out his legs. How awful. Then Dad innocently suggests that as Nancy will be joining her friends on the beach after the midday dinner at a temperature of probably 30 degrees Celsius, why not bring Mr. Lieutenant along? Well, Nancy pointed out that he'd get sunburned, so why didn't Daddy take him to play tennis? And she didn't want to contribute to damaging the British Royal Navy's property. The cruelty of teenage American girls. Let's just say that Dad never tried to fix her up again. I love that story. What do you think of that?
I'm speechless.
Well, Nancy is quite Nancy was quite the gal in her time, wasn't she?
What year was this?
1963.
That was before I was born.
Well, right. Well, ask your mother what life was like before you were born. I'm sure she'll say how wonderful it was.
Just hold on a second. What was life like in 1963? JFK was shot. She said JFK was shot.
Nice. Thanks for taking us down, Mrs. Baker. Okay.
I was very tiny at the time. She was very tiny at the time.
What is she now?
She's not as fat as you, Big Fatty.
Well, of course not. I'm as fat as I am.
I know.
Okay, we're getting a terrible echo, so I'm just going to say goodbye.
Say goodbye. Okay, bye.
All right, bye, Mrs.
Bye,
Baker.
Bye.
I think this is the first time Mrs. Baker's here.
I know, you got it. You got
the first
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. It's no wonder Mrs. Baker doesn't listen to British John's podcast. That echo was awful. Nancy, I love that story, and you're quite the vixen. It sounds like you were quite the vixen back then. So anyway, you are in the big colostomy bag. Here, let me just shake up the colostomy. You hear that? That's the colostomy bag with all the names in it. And I've got one more name to add tomorrow. And y'all, it's December. It's the season of surprises. And it's the season of miracles. It's a miracle Big Fat can get one of these train wrecks out. Well, it's a miracle that you're fucking listening is what it's a miracle. But what was I saying? It's the season of It's the season of surprises because I'm going to do the drawing on Friday. Yay! Oh Lord, I've got to go get that gas X that Michael sent me. Y'all. So anyway, Nancy, you are in the. You are in the colostomy bag, and we'll have our last entry tomorrow. Y'all, do y'all listen to the DQ Rick? He does the Genital Warts podcast. And y'all, I was listening to him. He listens to 74 fucking podcasts. 74 fucking podcasts? Jesus Christ. That you talk about discombobulated. Y'all, the other thing, he had his list of different Christmas gifts. He had the Christmas gift cast thing. And one of the things he talked about, he said it reminded him of Big Fatty, was that he saw a bacon wallet. Well, guess what? You know, he doesn't pay attention to Big Fatty's podcast. He says he listens, but he obviously doesn't pay attention because he said, oh, I immediately thought of Big Fatty when I heard this. Because he saw in a catalog a bacon wallet. And guess what? Big Fatty has a bacon wallet. Puffretti. Puffretti gave Big Fatty the bacon wallet. So, anyway. All right. Y'all, I was going to play some voice letters today, but there's no fucking time. So, you know, the pre-Thanksgiving voice letters are still just queued up, and they're just going to have to... Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I looked at the gas today. You know how I said the gas is 10 cents apart here? It's not that way anymore. It's the regular is like $1.74, and the Ethel is $1.86, and the high test is $2, so it's now 12 cents and 14 cents. It's not even the same anymore. It's just more discombobulation. Y'all, everybody's out to confuse Big Fatty. And y'all, when Big Fatty gets confused, there's really only one thing that you need to concentrate on, and that is...
We love the Big Fatty Boss.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.